This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Bush administration today is to outline a new strategy for resolving the status of Kosovo, a province of Serbia which has been under UN administration for the past 6 years. The State Department says the strategy is designed to promote regional stability and to protect the rights of all Kosovo's citizens. NATO intervened in Kosovo in 1999 to halt violence between Serbs and Albanians. Today, fear and mistrust between the two ethnic communities remain. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The answer to what the people of Kosovo want in the future depends on whom you ask. For the province's ethnic Albanians, who make up more than 90% of Kosovo's population, the answer is full independence. For a decade, Albanians suffered hardship under the discriminatory policies of the regime of Slobodan Milosevic. Like thousands of Albanians, Gani Bajrami, a former bank manager, was fired from his job in 1989 when it was handed over to a Serb. Today, Bajrami has just finished building a dream home for himself, his wife, and three children. But he is still bitter.
A lot of my life is gone now, and all the time I was facing this kind of troubles, ethnic problems, wars, conflicts, and things like that. And this should end once forever.
While NATO's arrival saved the Albanians, it prompted tens of thousands of Kosovo Serbs to flee the province. Today, fewer than 10% of those Serbs have returned, and those that stayed are cloistered in rural enclaves protected by UN peacekeepers. Most Serbs would like to see Kosovo return to Serbia. Oliver Ivanovic is a Serb member of the Kosovo parliament.
Serbia will never agree with any kind of independence. We have a good reason for that. 45,000 of troops were here, you know, in the 1999, but they couldn't protect the Serbs here. You can just imagine what will happen with the Serbs if this territory will come to be an independent country.
Over the last 6 years, the international community has helped Kosovo lay the groundwork for a functioning democratic society. Kosovo now has a parliament and has held several rounds of democratic elections. A new code of laws is on the books and a local police force has been established. Alex Anderson works in the Pristina office of the Brussels-based International Crisis Group. He says while the international community did not come to Kosovo to grant independence, over the last 6 years, attitudes have evolved.
Something of a sense of realism and of the atmosphere and mood on the ground has gradually percolated up through the respective foreign ministries in Western Europe and in the USA to a realization that there is really no prospect of being able to hand this place back to Serbian rule and have it not explode into warfare again.
Visiting Kosovo today, one cannot help but notice that Albanians dominate the land. And in towns like Pristina, it is rare to hear anyone speaking Serbian. Albanian music is everywhere. Despite the international community's efforts to build a multi-ethnic society here, Kosovo's Serbs and Albanians still live very separate lives steeped in the same old fears. A year ago, Albanian frustrations with Kosovo's unresolved status boiled over. Rumors that a Serb and his dog had chased an Albanian boy into the river where he drowned sparked riots that resulted in more than 20 deaths and the destruction of Serb houses and churches. And for the first time ever, Albanians attacked the UN. Soren Jessen-Peterson, the UN's top diplomat in Kosovo, says the violence was a real turning point.
The March 2004 events was a very rude, but also a very timely wake-up call for all of us. We all agreed that we cannot keep this operation in limbo for much longer.
Bajram Kosumi is Kosovo's prime minister. He admits that the riots were a disaster for Kosovo, but says they happened because Albanians lost faith in the future. Kosumi says his government is reaching out to work with Serbs in building a new Kosovo.
One minister in my government is a Serb. We are going to create municipalities where the Serbs are in majority. We do all this in order to make the Serbs to have a perception of themselves being a part of the government, of governing their life and being inside of the process, not outside.
Kosovo's destiny will ultimately be decided in negotiations between Kosovo, Serbia, the UN Security Council, and the international community. While reaching a solution that satisfies all sides may be difficult, experts say national boundaries will become less important as the whole Balkan region integrates into Europe. A bigger risk, they warn, is leaving Kosovo in its geopolitical no-man's land. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.